Okay, welcome to the show. In plain sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on your Friday night health and wellness edition, where we try to focus on all things health and wellness, however controversial they may be. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash that donate button. The station needs your donations now more than ever to keep free speech alive. You can purchase free speech by calling in to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. You can mail in your check or money order or well-conceived cash to purchase free speech at Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I'm going to cover a couple of articles, and then we will be taking your calls live on your Friday night drive, 512-248-8252, to contribute to health and wellness. So I want to start off with an article from my local newspaper, and I do get a real paper and sit out on my back porch and read it because it's much better than reading your phone. There's just something about a real paper, isn't there? It's kind of relaxing on a nice September evening such as this when the breeze is coming in from the cornfield or the bean field and you're on your back porch and you're just chilling. Here I have in my currently nicotine-stained hands the West Kentucky News. And this is an editorial by Teresa Ann Pearson. It's P-E-A-R-S-O-N. And she's writing about sunflowers. This is going to be the first article for tonight on health and wellness. I'm going to read the article right out. In this series of foraging wild things, we have discovered a variety of wild plants that grow here in Western Kentucky. Some of the plants we are covering are edible, some are medicinal, but most are both. Please research and positively identify any plants before using them. Remember, do not use plants that may have been exposed to chemicals, and again, do your research. If you have questions or need help, please contact me on my YouTube channel or Facebook page at Stringfield Ridge Farm. Stringfield, S-T-R-I-N-G-F-I-E-L-D. Stringfield Ridge Farm. And this is by Ann Pearson. Sunflowers. No, they are not wild here. But did you know that they were good for you? I didn't know until recently when a friend said she saw someone use sunflowers to make tea. I had to check it out because I love to make herbal teas. And I thought there must be a reason for it. It turns out, from a little research, that sunflowers not only provide a great snack as seeds, but also the leaves and the flower petals are medicinal. The sunflowers contain a ton of healing properties and benefits. Here's a list of the benefits. Arthritis. Sunflowers are anti-inflammatory. Respiratory tract. Sunflower leaves are used to treat the respiratory tract. Make tea from the leaves and drink while hot. Also, pulmonary pneumonia. Pulmonary pneumonia is a lung disease caused by an infection of bacteria, fungi, and viruses to the lungs. The symptoms are usually a cough, fever, and chills, and prickly pain like needles in the chest. Drinking tea made from sunflower leaves helps to soothe the chest pain and heal the pneumonia. Also, it's good for insect bites and bronchial coughs. A tincture of sunflower leaves, flowers, and other herbs is used with balsamic to heal bronchial coughs. Also, whooping coughs. Sunflower leaves can help heal pulmonary infections like whooping cough and the common cold. Again, a tincture is prepared of sunflower leaves and balsamic and used in combination with other herbs to treat the cough. Colds. Sunflower leaves can help heal pulmonary infections like the common cold and other bronchial and respiratory infections, including the common cold. Prepare the tincture of sunflower leaves and balsamic and use it in combination with other herbs to treat the cough. Also, rheumatic aches. Rheumatic pains are caused by a condition that affects the joints and connective tissues, causing chronic pain. A decoction of sunflower leaves and other herbs is used in rheumatic patients to bring instant relief. Diuretic effects. Sunflower leaves have diuretic properties that help increase urine excretion for patients with bladder disorders. Sunflower leaves contain vitamin E and selenium, which is a strong antioxidant that helps neutralize many free radicals consumed in food or inhaled in the air. The tea from sunflower leaves helps to protect the body against cancer and other diseases. It is also an antioxidant against cardiovascular diseases. Sore throats. The tea produced from sunflower leaves and petals is an effective remedy for sore throat and helps reduce inflammation of the windpipe. It also helps protect against new infections. Expectorant. Sunflower leaves are mixed with other herbs to make an expectorant that helps promote the secretion of sputum and to clear air passages. If you still have sunflowers growing, consider picking some of the leaves and petals, to dry for a beneficial tea. And be sure to plant some sunflowers next year. And the sources of this article are Mosby's Handbook of Herbs and Natural Supplements. It's Mosby, MOSBY, Mosby's Handbook of Herbs and Natural Supplements. And also the Lost Book of Herbal Remedies. It's a nice little editorial that if you live in West Kentucky, you can pick up the paper and read it, or you can go to the social media sites that I annotated in the reading of the article. And so covering another article here, we've got cannabinoids and cancer. Yes, cannabinoids from cannabis. Pulling up the article now in the prep. If you want to go to this article, cancerresearchuk.org, and it's entitled Cannabis, CBD Oil, and Cancer. So this is a little bit more of a controversial treatment. We here at Implantsite and RBN do not encourage any type of illegal use of drugs at all. So consult your state laws on what is legal and what's not, and use your discretion. Cannabis is a plant and a Class B drug. It affects people differently, and it can make you feel relaxed and chilled. They can also make you feel sick, affect your memory, and make you feel lethargic. CBD oil is a chemical found in cannabis. So once again, we don't want to give the wrong impression here. You do what's legal. And CBD oil is legal in most areas. But this is just an article that I'm objectively reading to kind of highlight, different types of treatments that you may be seeking for those of you that have cancer. So, starting this off, as I said, the use of cannabis can be very, very controversial.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
Cannabis has been used for centuries, recreationally, and as a medicine. It is illegal to possess or supply cannabis, as it is a Class B drug. Research is looking at the substances in cannabis to see if it might help treat cancer. There are anti-sickness medicines that contain man-made substances of cannabis. What are cannabis and cannabinoids? Cannabis is a plant. It is known by many names, including marijuana, weed, hemp, grass, pot, dope, ganja, and hash. The plant produces a resin that contains a number of substances or chemicals. These are called cannabinoids. Cannabinoids can have a medicinal effect on the body. The main cannabinoids are delta-9, THC, or cannabis oil, known as CBD. THC is a psychoactive substance that can create a high feeling. It can affect how your brain works, changing how your mood and how you feel. CBD is a cannabinoid that may relieve pain, lower inflammation, and decrease anxiety without the psychoactive effect of the THC. Different types of cannabis have differing amounts of these and other chemicals in them. This means that they can have different effects on the body. Cannabis is a Class B drug in the UK. This means that it is illegal to have it, sell it, or buy it. CBD oil, cannabis oil, and hemp oil. There are different types of oil made from parts of the cannabis plant. Some are sold illegally, or some are sold legally in health food stores as a food supplement. Other types of oil are illegal. Why people with cancer use it? Cannabis has been used medicinally and recreationally for hundreds of years. There has been a lot of interest into whether cannabinoids might be useful in cancer treatment. The scientific research done so far has been laboratory research with mixed results, so we do not know if cannabinoids can treat cancer in people. Results have shown that different cannabinoids can cause cell death, block cell growth, stop the development of blood vessels needed for tumors to grow, reduce inflammation, and reduce the ability of cancers to spread. Scientists also discovered that cannabinoids can sometimes encourage cancer cells to grow and cause damage to blood vessels. A little bit of a conflict in the research here. Cannabinoids have helped with sickness and pain in some people. Medical cannabis. This means a cannabis-based product used to relieve symptoms. Some cannabis-based products are available upon prescription as medical cannabis. The following medicines are sometimes prescribed to help relieve the symptoms. Nabilone, also known as Sesament. Nabilone is a drug developed from cannabis. It is licensed for treating severe sicknesses from chemotherapy that is not controlled by other anti-sickness drugs. It is a capsule that you swallow whole. Sativix. Sativix is a cannabis-based medicine. It is licensed in the UK for people with multiple sclerosis, multiple spasticity, and hasn't improved with other treatments. If the spasticity has not improved with other treatments. Sativix is a liquid that you spray into your mouth. Researchers are looking into Sativix as a treatment for cancer-related systems. How you have it. Cannabis products can be smoked, vaporized, ingested, absorbed through the skin, or as a cream or a spray. CBD oil comes as liquid or in capsules. Side effects. Prescription drugs such as Nabilone can cause side effects. This can include an increased heart rate, blood pressure problems, drowsiness, mood changes, memory problems. Cannabis that contains high levels of THC can cause panic attacks, hallucinations, and paranoia. There are also many cannabis-based products available online without a prescription. The quality of these products can vary. It is impossible to know what substances they might contain. They could be potentially harmful to your health and may be illegal. Research into cannabis, cannabinoids, and cancer. We need more research to know if cannabis or the chemicals in it can treat cancer. Clinical trials need to be done in large numbers where some patients have the drug and some don't. Then you can compare how well the treatment works. Many of the studies done so far have been small and in the laboratory. There have been few studies involving people with cancer. Cancer pain. There are trials looking at whether Sativex can help with cancer pain that has not responded to other painkillers. The result of one trial showed that Sativex did not improve pain levels. You can read the results of the trial on our clinical trials website. Cancer, nausea, and vomiting. A cannabis-based medicine, nabilone, is a treatment for nausea and vomiting. A Cochrane review in 2015 looked at all the research available into cannabis-based medicine as a treatment for nausea and sickness in people having chemotherapy for cancer. It reported that many of the studies were too small or not well run to be able to say how well these medicines work. They say that they may be useful if all other medicines are not working. And in other research, a drug called dexanabinol, which is made from a chemical similar to that found in cannabis, has been trialed in a phase 1 trial. This is an early trial that tries to work out whether or not the drug works in humans, what the correct dose is, and what the side effects may be. The results are not available yet. You can read about the trial on our clinical trials database. And lastly, a word of caution. Cannabis is a Class B drug and illegal in the UK. There are internet scams where people offer to sell cannabis preparations to people with cancer. There is no knowing what the ingredients are in these products, and they could harm your health. Some of these scammers trick cancer patients into buying cannabis oil, which they then never receive. You should talk with your cancer specialist about the possibility of joining a clinical trial. Trials can give access to new drugs in a safe and monitored environment. So, in concluding with this, we definitely know that chemotherapy basically just kills you. It destroys your immune system. And at this point, after 18 months of the COVID virus regime, I don't trust the medical establishment. So, you people are going to have to make up your own minds. And maybe you could call in without incriminating yourselves and tell me what you think of this article. We'll be back on the other side in plain sight. Many battles are lost, but you never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
In plain sight, health and wellness edition. This is a different night. It's where we try to focus on health and wellness and try to make you feel better. We may end up covering some articles later, depending on how the show goes. But right now, I wanted to sort of share with you what I do to feel better, what I do for health and wellness. Teaching a Bible study class at church every week. That I love talking about the Bible and talking about current events and melding them in. And so I do that every week with a Bible study class at church. And so that's one thing that's one of my passions. You got to do what you love and what makes you feel good. Also, maybe have a barbecue with friends. Have some friends over. If you drink, drink responsibly and moderately. And maybe get a cooler full of beers and throw a bunch of total goodness on the grill and just forget about life for the night and relax and unwind and have fun with your friends. That's very, very key in your health and wellness, is being able to just unwind and forget about all of these troubles that plague us on a daily basis. But every morning, I get up and sip coffee. I wake up an hour early to listen to classical music. And I would highly recommend, and we're gonna feature a little bit of this in this segment, and then we'll go to calls after the break. Antonio Vivaldi, the Eddie Van Halen of the violin, Baroque era musician, he has a fall composition. So I'm gonna play this a little bit for you in this segment, just for you to relax and unwind. Sip your tea, whiskey, or beer, or wine, or whatever it is you're chilling with, and listen to a little Vivaldi, Fall.
Thank you.
Those are the beautiful tones of Vivaldi to get you ready for the fall. And I would highly suggest that you incorporate classical music into your daily relaxation periods as you sip coffee, tea, early in the morning. Maybe you want to hear it when you come in from work, or if you're retired, just throughout the day. Lose yourself in what's true music. The pop stuff that I play in breakers are a lot of fun, but this is the true music of our European ancestors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
are back to Implant Sight Health and Wellness Edition to the melodic tones of Lindsey Buckingham. He's no Vivaldi, but you gotta admit, Fleetwood Mac is a pretty cool band. Let's go to a... We have a caller tonight before we get on to more articles. I believe it's Reb. Reb in Colorado, what do you have to contribute to Health and Wellness Friday Night Edition?
This is Bo Scout Reb from VultureSquadron.com and the U.S. Pentagon First Team. And I just like to say, you should have control over your body. Everything you said, we agree with. But that doesn't mean the state will order you to do something to it or provide for you some illicit materials. We have to be shut down. We're for the individual, and the state can go to hell, which is what our program is, the withering away of the state, and your health matters. Like we said last time, they're geoengineering the planet. It's on our broadcast here in Denver and on the left coast. They have these stations with Dave Weddington and his geoengineeringwatch.org. You go read that, and it'll show you where this virus and the destruction of our ionosphere and causing all these cancers and stuff. And so it's the cause and effect that you want to get rid of. We're trying to do that. And now we have allies. Last night, one of your hosts on the radio, RBNB, he's calling and he's getting attention. And we want attention. And we see the withering away of the... We are with the withering away of the state. That's what the enemies used to say, the Marxists. Now they're all queer dudes. But that's how they talk. But when we talk, we mean it. That's the difference. We don't want you paying your own assassins, and you decide how to heal yourself. So what you're saying makes sense, but the state doesn't interfere. And now, you asked about Jefferson County, Colorado. Well, I told you that covering your nose and mouth was the last thing you got to worry about. They're going to take your offspring away. So when these parents say, they're ours, they belong to us, they're offspring. The state says, no, they don't. So I think it's going to come to a flashpoint in the next month or so when you're going to start hearing about it. But they're already taking their offspring away with this program where the neighborhood watch is turning on the parents in affluent sections. And like they give their little booger $500 a week allowance and say, stay out of their parents' stash or something, go get your own. That's considered some kind of neglect. They get reported. And they put their little booger that they're not abusing or misusing or in any way inflicting harm, and they put them in a worse place, foster place. That's starting to catch on. I didn't know it was so prevalent.
Is that there in Colorado? Is there neighborhood watches?
This is the reason we found out about it, because they're not going on school buses to the institutions. I said, why are private cars? Well, they're in foster homes, and they've been sentenced there, so they have to pick them up and take them to the bus. So what happened to the school buses are getting empty because they're all in foster homes to these institutions, and then they torture them there with cover your nose and mouth or whatever little restrictions they got. And there's always one of the guineas inside the building to deal more dope, because that's what they're about. And like I said, this is all a rigged system as the climate continues to deteriorate. They're not fixing that with their green earth. We're the green earth people. That's who we are. But they're not going to do anything to make it more better habitat for them. And they're going to torture them worse than the so-called abusing real parents. So they're doing this in implementation slowly, and now they're going to mass take your offspring away. Now, they're starting to realize, hey, somebody better stop this. And that's destroying the whole 911 system, which I told everybody, it's connected to everything except the military, but there are traitors inside the military. We met with some of them this week, or I did. We were supposed to go meet with Bubba, but he lied and wouldn't go. And so he went back to Quantico, Virginia, this Boswell. And that's where, when V heard about it, he's going to do something. He's calling all these numbers. We're going to get the attention. We're going to crush this rebellion by force, whatever it takes. Because this is coming your way. What they started with us in the beginning of the 21st century is now building to attack you. It got, like, us almost murdered. We got evidence against them. We might as well stop this insanity, and they're going to take away your little offspring. If you say they're yours, I don't know what this law 18, does that mean the individual, oh, now they can decide. But that don't mean that the parental unit can forget about them. It's kind of ambiguous there, because some of them can carry them on their health plan up till they're 30 or something, so they could still reside with, there's some kind of plans that, all right, maybe.
If they're in college, you know, right.
Yeah,
well, okay. Yeah, I see that. I see that with the COVID regime. I mean, I see them wanting to push that way, to say, well,
yeah,
if your child's not vaccinated, they could take them away. That's where they're really wanting to go with it. But hey, wrap it up for us, Reb. We got
okay. Thanks for listening, and get our name out like Z's doing. Call everyone, and we gave out numbers to Mike and stuff. And don't stop talking to us, because they lie to us a lot. There's traitors inside the military, but threatening us is a bad idea. A color of law spread against us. We're at the top, the people with the H-bomb. We just want to have it out here with the punks. No, you own your offspring, so to speak, and you decide what goes on. So that's how we wrap this up. And one of the people were yelling at me, why don't you quote? We're not protesters. We're not activists. We're not collecting money. This is paid for by you. Don't pay your own assassins. Pay attention to us and get us to do our obligation. He said, why are you on welfare and you got these two residences? It's because no one's making us do our obligation. You paid for it. Yeah. We're here. We want to stop this. You can keep your offspring. You can heal yourself. What you said earlier, it's just part of the healing. There's a lot of vitamins and minerals to fix things. They don't like that. They want to take over your body and your offspring away from you. Don't let them do it. Right. I'm telling you, I said, what's happening to school buses? They're being replaced by these little cabbie companies like Ubers and stuff, shuffling the fosters to school when they could be back in a better section, being better treated, and like living like normal. And these parents are, it's stupid, but they're starting to wake up. Hey, they didn't go to school and cover their nose and mouth and have these restrictions, right? Right? Yep. You didn't go to school and do that, so you want to stop it. And you really care for the kids. You're really on their side for their offspring of these people. So we'll do something. Paducah, Kentucky area, don't trust your locals. We keep them. I heard from the east side of your state. Hey, look, it's pretty screwed up there by the where the Ohio meets the Mississippi. And they're right. They know what they're talking about. And it's all planned ahead. So you're actually behind this thing. You should have got ahead of it years ago, but you didn't know what was coming. We knew what was coming. So now we're getting attention. Love a Scout Reb, our Vulture Squadron emblem. Get it out. We're fed up with them.
All right. Appreciate it, Reb. Appreciate the call, my friend. Thanks for your contribution to health and wellness. Hey, next on the docket, we have Dan from Washington. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Great show last night. That was really good. It really just pisses you off, doesn't it? All the lies around about World War II. I mean.
Oh, yeah. It affects your health and wellness. William, and I've heard a lot of listeners compliment William on, you know, his bringing the World War II revisionism to the show on Thursdays, and that seems to be a highlight of the week. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it. But yeah, what do you got, Dan?
It's really important, and the Holocaust especially. You guys have been doing great work, and Mike Enoch, you know, for like a month, he just broke it all down in every little detail, and I kind of lost track, but we need to keep talking about how fake that was, and because there's so much just You know, then they played a clip of this Pfizer CEO talking about how his family were Holocaust survivors, and that, you know, the story's obviously full of lies, and these are the people that want us to get forced vaccinated. You know, it's like, does this guy want to kill white people, do you think? I mean, if he's sitting there lying about the Holocaust.
There is no end.
You know.
There is no end to the propaganda that they can extract from pushing the Holocaust. And now it seems like, yeah, that individual is saying, well, because of the Holocaust, you should take vaccines. That's basically what they're saying.
Yeah, and he's designing the vaccines, and it's like, you know, should we put it past these people to put crap in a vaccine to literally, you know, whatever microbes or mind control kind of things, and it's pretty freaky, really. So it's important to keep talking about the truth of World War II, because the American lies are all based on that, you know, pretty much.
It's why, like we mentioned last night, it's why America lost World War II. We lost it to the communists. We gave half the globe over to communism. And destroying Germany, America and Britain destroyed the bulwark that was standing in against communism. And so, by the way, did you know I had Mike on the alternative media on Farron Schultz show on May 4th, 2019? Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to check that out.
I'll try to find it in the archives and post it in the show description tonight. May 4th, 2019, I interviewed Mike Enoch, and it was basically, the gist of the interview was how he overcame the lawsuit that they launched against him from Charlottesville. And he represented himself. It was a really good interview. We didn't touch on any Holocaust stuff, but we sort of highlighted his TRS network, and then we talked about how he got through and overcame legally the lawsuit against him from Charlottesville.
And the good thing they did is they doubled down. I mean, after all that, they put a big ass Nazis flag up there and started denying the Holocaust for like 6 months. You know, they did. And, you know, to show they weren't scared of these people and to show they're liars. And it's like, the more you back down to them, if they would have tried to do the Republican thing, or I'm not racist, or I'm Mr. Nice Guy, they would have lost, you know. So you got to keep fighting and telling the truth. You know?
I agree with that. Both Andrew Anglin and the guys at TRS, they sort of are in your face. And, they don't do the conservative Republican thing, and they're like, they just put it right out there. I had a little bit of a falling out with TRS last year, as you probably have heard. A lot of the guys on TRS were back in the shutdowns and the coronavirus narrative, but I started listening again recently, and they're not doing that now. They're pushing back the vaccines, and so. That's sort of my litmus test on anybody on the right, on that claims to be on our side. You know, how do they handle the COVID narrative? And TRS guys have come around. I don't want to say, you know, I don't want to go out there and condemn them, nor do I want to say that I agree with everything. But I will say that I'm glad they've come around to that.
Yeah, my main point of calling too was I'll hurry up, but Fed posting we were talking about the other night, and my main thing is, okay, first about the JQ with Jewish power. I think Patrick Slattery has the best thing. We need to just keep talking about the truth. And if people could wake up to Jewish power, it could just dissolve very quickly. Now, I think the whole country is going to go with it, you know. But, you know, we have to talk to that. So guns, I recommend everybody get a gun for self-protection, but I'm not a big gun guy because I publicly talk about Jewish power, and you shouldn't mix the two. If you're talking about Jewish power, I wouldn't be a big gun guy. That's just my personal advice, so the FBI doesn't target you. Go ahead.
It just depends on your presentation too. You know, you don't want to if you are a gun guy, you know, you don't want to mix that talk with Jewish power. I get what you're saying. You do got to be careful what you say on the air and online. There's a point where you got to be careful. There is also a point where you got to speak the truth. So speaking the truth about Jewish power is fine. But, I mean, I've had people email me and threaten me on the email. And what they're wanting me to, like, threaten them back. And then they'll have in print something to charge me with terroristic threatening.
Yeah, yeah. I've had people, I mean, I think I've almost been targeted before. People say, well, what are you, I agree with you. What do you, what are we going to do about it? You know, kind of thing. And I just say, well, I was on Facebook. I said, I drink beer and post crap on Facebook. That's what I'm doing about it. I don't know. Because what are you going to do? That was my second point about immigration. Guns aren't going to help you with immigration because you can't really just, you know, blow away Rosarita and her 12 kids running across the border, and you can't go to some slaughterhouse and start, I mean, it's one, okay, for health and wellness. I mean, again, it's just, and another thing, it's not worth giving your life for this country, in my view, as far as the current construct, like we're talking about World War II. The libtards, the people that defriended me on Facebook, or the people that, the anti-white whites, they're not really worth going to jail for or fighting for. Like, as long as there's this much of a population of these people, I'm not going to fight for them, you know, and I'm not going to try to protect them or really almost care about their future. I mean, I do kind of care because I see how a lot of them have been manipulated, but anyway, guns aren't really a big thing on that issue. And for health and wellness, I try to take a spiritual perspective about America. If you go on YouTube, and there's some cool videos, it says 1,000 years of changes in Europe, the changing borders in Europe over 1,000 years, and it kind of just in like 5 minutes goes over all these nations, how they've shrunk, they've grown, they pull back. It's pretty cool to watch. So to me, if like America pulls back and we lose like Los Angeles South or some chunks, I think our people will still be here. You know, that's one good thing about, we have a lot of land here still. So in the big scheme of things, you know, don't go to jail over it, you know.
Yeah, don't go to any more protests for sure, public protests, D.C. But withdrawing from the cities and the system and allowing them to collapse, I think that's the key. And if you get with your local sheriff, what if your local sheriff deputizes 100 of you? You know, now you get the law on your side. That's a well-regulated militia, and that's totally legal and constitutional. Get with your local sheriff.
Exactly. And then just for personal, you know, keep track of your blood pressure, get good exercise, be healthy. Try to get a hobby like golf. Or I bought a drone when I was on Facebook. I was posting videos on that was pretty fun, the technology, the drones. And I'm planning on buying a dual sport motorcycle, KLR 650s. When they get off the ship, they're still waiting for them. But, you know, that could help out in an end time scenario too, having a dual sport motorcycle. So that's my theory.
Thanks. You gotta have a lot, Dan.
Thanks. Bye.
Oh yeah. Appreciate the call. We're gonna get on real quick. I noticed in Australia the truckers did a strike, and because of that strike, they did not mandate truckers get the vaccine. But other things are going on in Australia. They have facial recognition. They have apps that track you in Australia. This was mentioned on many of the shows today. CDLife.com, South Australia drops vaccine requirements for truckers in wake of protests. So that is good news. But the bad news is that in Australia, they are mandating that if you're in quarantine, you get this app on your phone that tracks where you're at, and that you take a picture of your face when the government prods you, so that you can show them that you're not in a wrong place. This is what they want to bring to the other areas of the West. Australia is unarmed, and the only reason it's not in America is because they were heavily armed. But anyway, hey, let's go to the last caller of the night. We got Fred from Michigan. Fred, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeremy, I agree totally. Connect with the county sheriff and I'll present what I consider is the absolute fact on the Second Amendment as it's printed. The militia is necessary for the security of a free state. And there's never enough deputies to cover all the requests, demands. So I think it's really high time to focus on that for sure. Get a citizen's posse commission, special deputies, whatever. The security of any neighborhood is a very welcome asset. As far as JQ, I want to motivate Dan in Washington and anyone else. They haven't seen the Dresden Inferno by Vertigo Politics with an X. They need to see that, because the same entities, the same they're satanic. I mean, to do what they did to those innocent people in those major cities. Dresden, by the way, I think that was the first one to be firebombed after it was carpet bombed. And it was over, I think, a 48-hour length of time. It was merciless. It was brutal, savage. And that was in response to the Dresden Conference of, dig this, 11 September 1882, when the German people convened a conference to decide an amicable humanitarian process to extricate the ultimate evil from their country, including pornography, homosexuality, brothels, and of course the ever insidious, nefarious Judaic Bolshevik banking system. So they did. They did. And when Uncle Adolf was elected, they activated that process. They even set up a special monetary fund to facilitate their exodus. Take all your wealth. Don't ever come back. If you stay behind and you engage in terror activities, this was part of what was called the transfer. You should ask Patrick about the transfer agreement. Somebody wrote a book about the transfer agreement.
We covered that last night.
Oh, you did. I'm sorry, I missed that. Sorry, but
no, that's cool. Go ahead, Fred.
The work camps, man. Look, they were populated with the terrorist Judaics who stuck behind and engaged in the terror. What do you want to bet the Reichstag was burned down by them? You know, in response to the Kristallnacht affair, which was only the Germans' response to the global boycott by all the trade unions. So who runs the trade unions, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the same ones that are calling the shot on Corona, phony Corona, Cavoni, Scanzoni, and these kill shot injection steps. Remember that presentation by David Martin? It's called "This Is a Patented Planned Mass Murder of Billions." And one of the commentators, Septel, he lists the names of all the entities of CDCNP, and they're all Judaics.
Yeah. Hey, Fred, we appreciate the call. Thanks, all of you callers, for contributing to health and wellness. And we'll be back on Labor Day for a special Labor Day weekend show on In Plain Sight.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.